Blog Talk Radio.
Eddie Boss.
This is shit they wanna vibe to. Staying up all night, getting high, taking flights. This is shit they wanna vibe to. Smoking hookah in the lounge, about to roll a blunt aloud. This is shit they wanna vibe to. Staying up all night, getting high, taking flights. This is shit they wanna vibe to. Bad bitches by my side, hella blunts, got some lies. This is shit. This is shit they wanna vibe to. Trying to get it, got my city on the way. Yeah, I've been rolling. Every day I've been smoking. Yeah, big blunts, good loud. Yeah, big blunts, good loud.
Yeah, it's the shit. Ever since a kid, I've been lit. It's the shit, yeah, it's the shit. Ever since a kid, I've been lit.
Yeah, it's the shit they wanna vibe to.
Woo! That right there was Eddie Barr's Vibe 2. You are live on the Dopeness Interview Series, hosted by none other than Carl BFM Jones, produced by USA Blog Network. We are live with the dopest in the world, and today we got a special guest, my homeboy Eddie Barr's. What's going on, bro?
Yo, what's up, everybody? How y'all doing?
Man, feeling great on this Sunday afternoon, watching the Bears beat Buffalo. Want to hear about like the behind the scenes for the new track, Hot Head. Of course, we just heard that Fire Vibe 2. That's like, when did you drop Vibe 2?
I dropped Vibe 2, I believe it was July this year, 2018.
That's heat, man. That's heat.
I appreciate that, man. Put in some nice work on that.
For those who don't know, Eddie Barr's is a hip-hop artist. You can call it new age, new wave, trip-hop, whatever you. But you definitely, once you hear it, got to call it talent. You got to call it swag. You got to call it creative. When people ask you like what the style of the brand of music that you make, like what do you come back with?
To be honest, I always get caught when people ask me that. I will always just tell them it's a combination or mix up of hip hop, R&B, a little bit of punk, a little bit of rock, just new wave, like you said, man, just something new that just called out to me and I just kind of ran with it.
Right. You started out in a group, right?
Originally, yeah. I started off with Team Go back in 2012. We had released a couple singles, and I believe we put a project out.
How did you initially, like, know that music is what you wanted to do with your life? Like, was there any kind of an instance where, you know, you had, like, an epiphany or something like that?
I had a few epiphanies, to be honest, but the first one, I was probably 10, 11, 12 years old, and I was just kind of slacking off, being bad, class clown in school, going through things, and I didn't really like to talk to people, kind of just shut down, and later on throughout the day, I would probably just kind of sit down thinking about what I did, and I would just come up with rhymes about it to kind of help me vent and cope with everything.
Hmm. So similar to like therapy.
Yep, it was kind of therapy to me, and that was about 10 or 12.
Wow, that's an early age, man.
Years now.
Yeah, so you're a veteran now. You've went through a lot. You've been touring, and we touched on it lightly. The group that you were with, Team Go, Fist No Group. So
yep.
like, what are the highs and lows of being in a group? Like, just briefly touch on, like, what you all did and where it all stands now with the group.
Some of the positives, some of the highs, is definitely the memories that you get. You know, being in a group, there's a lot of different personalities, so you get a lot of different things that go on. You know, there's some really good funny times, really good drama times. You know, you have the bonuses of them bringing friends over, or, you know, if the girls are attracted to them, you kind of get fit in already because you're in the same group. So there's some definitely some good positives. Having managers normally in a group, that's a positive for them to help remind you on tasks and things to do for the music. Some of the lows, some of the cons is, first, number one, foremost, is split of the money, of course. You know, if you do a show for $20,000 and you put in a lot of hard work, you know, you would expect to get a decent chunk. But when you got a group, that money got to be split a lot of ways between the group and then the management for the group. So that's one of those things. Another thing is that the drama inside of the group, you know, you're not just one person being managed by a group. So you got other guys that kind of either trying to want to step on your toes, you know, to get a better spot in the group or the management. Just kind of the drama side of it. That was probably the worst side or the worst things that happened in the group, I would have to say.
So fast forward to 2018, how did you end up breaking off and going ahead and putting together your solo album, your solo career?
It was actually fairly early. It was about 2 years, I believe 3 years into the group. I was always doing music on the side, just never really releasing anything, just kind of for me, tuning and just working on my craft. I always like to have a nice little studio set up at my house or apartment. And I went on tour for Atlanta, and I had a job. I was living in my own apartment in Chicago, and I needed to be back in 3 weeks if I wanted to keep the job that I had just got. And the rest of the group is kind of like a family. It was auntie, uncle, mom, dad, brothers, cousin type thing. And I was just the only oddball. You know, they found me in the barbershop. I had a solo manager that was promoting me. Originally, they was kind of just supposed to sponsor me and then end up offering me the opportunity to be in the group. And I kind of just took it because the guys were cool. Long story short, just some drama going on. I just didn't really feel a part of the group anymore. And I had always knew I was pretty talented. And a lot of people told me I stuck out and I should kind of do my own thing multiple times. And I was in Atlanta. I told them, you know, if I wasn't getting a bus ticket in the next day or two to get back, that I was going to be done with the group once we did get back. And it took longer than normal, an extra week or two. And, you know, of course, I stayed there and supported and did my part. But when we got back, I decided I just didn't want to be involved with it anymore. That would be best just kind of doing my own thing. I had enough resources at that time to kind of break off. In 2015, I released my first solo single, My Word, which got picked up by a couple little indie radio stations that did pretty good. And that led me to working with a couple other people and some other artists, which led to NWO in 2016, hitting over 1 million views or something on SoundCloud and getting some decent publicity on I Am Hip Hop station channel on YouTube. And that kind of just opened up some doors that just led me to more and more solo projects and solo singles. For a while there, I was releasing music on Apple Music, Spotify, and all the other streaming sites every Friday for about a couple months straight. And I'm coming out with a project here on November 9th. And that's kind of where we at.
Yeah. Yeah, that's quite the journey, man. That's quite the journey.
Nice
now, so now here we are with Hothead, that's over 100K streams. So who knows what, you know, how high the sky's the limit for that. And then you got this new project you're about to drop, Time Chance, that we'll get into. I do want to know, I want the people to have some insight behind the production. I know you work with Beats by, was it Q's?
Beats by Quez, yes. My boy out from Florida.
Yeah, how did you all connect to collaborate on the project?
Funny story, we actually met through Instagram. I still haven't even met him in person yet. And we already have this project done, Times Change. We have a second one that's in the works that's about 75% done. Probably going to be dropping that in January, right behind Times Change. And then we have two more that we're working on. And we met on Instagram about just 2 to 3 months ago. A lot of producers reach out to me from time to time just saying, hey, you know, I like your music. You know, if you're ever willing to work, hit me up. And I just late night one morning checked him out and had really good talent. Like, me and his beats just kind of connected. And from there, I hit him back and I said, hey, you know, I like this one beat. You know, let me know how much. And he hit me right back, said, don't worry about the price. I'm sending it through right away. And he sent it to me, and I actually didn't even look at it for like a week. He hit me up, asked me if I listened to it. I told him, yeah, it was fire. Didn't even listen to it yet. Went back and listened to it like 3 or 4 days ago. I'm sorry, 3 or 4 days later. After that, I found out that I really did like the beat a lot. And I started to write little bits and pieces to it and ended up deciding I wanted to do a chorus and versus just a verse all the way through.
What song was this? Was this Right Here?
No, this is actually number 9 on the album. It's called Love and Trust. It was the first beat, first thing that we started working on. And it actually ended up being one of the last songs to be mixed and mastered and, like, complete for the whole project. Everything else kind of just came together right away. That was one of the last ones that that we were still working on and deciding what song we wanted to go with.
But it sounds like instant chemistry, though.
Oh, yeah, it definitely was. We did a video chat after the first song. I sent him the rough draft, and we talked about everything for about, like, 6-7 hours straight, man, just connected, life stories, how we got started, and just a lot of similarities and things that we found out we had.
Wow. All right, so go ahead and introduce Hot Head. We're going to rock out to this joint, and then we're going to come right back and talk about it.
For sure. Yo, 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 everybody, this is Eddie Bars. Thank you for rocking with us today. Make sure y'all go check out my brand new single, Hot Head. You can find that on iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, everywhere. Just type it in, Hot Head, Eddie Bars, spell E-D-D-I-E, space, bars, common spelling, B-A-R-S. Thank you. This is Hot Head. Hope you enjoy.
Wow.
Hot head. Sun's up, moon
Yeah.
Hey, that's a banger, dude. That right there was High Head by the homeboy Eddie Bars. Go and get that. It's on Spotify right now, right?
Yes, sir. Everywhere.
It's everywhere. Hot Head. Hey, reminisce with us. Take us back to actually creating it. I know that in addition to, you know, all of the talents that you got, you know, songwriting, recording, you also are an engineer. Did you record this yourself?
Yes, I engineered this myself.
Wow. So, yeah, take us back to actually creating it. If you are the type to kind of freestyles on the spot, or if you type it out in your iPhone, what have you, take us back there.
For sure. So this is after Times Change is already done. Me and Quez decided that we just wanted to kind of keep working. We was working pretty fast, taking like a day, maybe two, for each song, sometimes two or three songs in a day or two. And he sent me a beat, and I fell in love with it right away, and I just went. I started making a chorus. I normally tend to just freestyle a little bit, get the vibe going, and that normally 90% out of 100% normally end up being the actual chorus. So I came up with the chorus just like freestyling it, putting it together, punching things in and out. And the verse I started to write for like maybe a minute or two, and when I felt that it was just kind of flowing, I decided I just wanted to get on there and just put it together bit by bit, piece by piece. So it was a combination of writing down some things and a combination of just freestyling and just letting it come to me.
So you said
after,
you had a hot head, it's cool now. Kind of let us know what the concept behind the song is.
So actually, a lot of my songs, I end up making so fast, and I trust myself after doing it for so long that I know that's going to be a good song. But a lot of times, I don't truly know what I'm exactly talking about until I hear it back myself. It's kind of like something just, you know, inspiring me. When I listen back to it, I realize I was talking mainly about being just a little naive to the world, you know, growing up. I'm 24 now. Just being young and just kind of being hot-headed in general, not really wanting to focus on certain things that I should have been focusing on or working as hard as I should have worked. I wanted to kind of just give off of a happy, energetic vibe of kind of like a relief, like a triumph, like we just won something and you just got through the struggle or got over a hump. So the main concept was pretty much just being more understanding now and being more down to earth and being a little bit more humble.
And, you know, I think the listener will create their own story behind it. You know, different people might take it different ways, and that's why I felt when I listened to it was, man, used to be wild. Now I got my head on straight, and I'm just chilling. So,
yep, exactly.
Big up.
Appreciate that.
All right.
Man.
Oh, no worries. So now, let's talk about the new album. It's primarily, entirely produced by Beats by Quez, right?
Yes, sir. Whole thing. Every last track.
How many tracks you got?
We got 10 on this one.
Okay. So 10 tracks
about 10,
is
like
entirely produced by Beats by Quez, and that's going to drop on November the 9th, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, so what's the direction of the project? Like, what should people expect when they go ahead and download that on the 9th?
Expect something new, fresh, exciting, and something that's real to be honest, something that's authentic, and it's just kind of, you know, bits and pieces of me, different moods, different topics, one big picture, one big story, Times Change.
There you have it. You know, brother, I really appreciate you taking time out to speak with us about Hot Head, about the new project, Times Change. I'm going to give you the floor right now. Anything you got coming up, whether it's an event, a video. Just let us know. Go ahead. You have the floor.
I really just want to take this time to tell everybody and make sure that they actually go Google me. Just throw me in Google real quick and see how much I have to offer. I have a lot of music, a lot of different places, easy access for most of you, YouTube users, SoundCloud users, Spotify users, Apple Music users, any foreigners using Deezer, anybody that's on Shazam, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Tidal, whatever you're using, just make sure you tune in. I have over 30, maybe even 40 singles available. I drop new music every Friday, and I have a bunch of new projects coming up, and I have a bunch of old projects that you can tune into. So just take the time, make sure that you go tune into me, and give my music a chance and see how much you'll love it. I appreciate you guys for having me on.
There you have it. Hey, man, salute to you. The gratitude is all on this end. Make sure y'all go ahead and download Hothead, man. It's fire. Check them out on SoundCloud. It's definitely on Spotify. It's all over the place. And make sure you follow the artists, man. Without dope artists, we really wouldn't have anything to listen to in a car while we work out, while you wasting time at the gig. So support great music. Follow his growing movement on Twitter. That's the Eddie Bars, and on Facebook, Eddie Bars. All right, everything spelled correctly. All right, if you haven't had a chance to go ahead and follow us at USA Blog Network, do so across all social media platforms. Until next time, it's been another dope episode, the dopest in the world. We got Eddie Bars, and we out. All right, brother. Peace.
Peace.